Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, a chance of strong evening storms, then a low of 63. The man critically injured when his pickup truck struck an Amtrak train in Franksville Saturday night has died. Caledonia police say 33-year-old Andrew Lawrence died from his injuries at Frederick Hospital Tuesday. Police say he was traveling east on Highway K and for some reason went around the crossing gates, striking the southbound train. He was ejected from the vehicle. Police continue to investigate. Kenosha police now know the identity of a man found dead in a car, but still do not know how he died. The badly decomposed body of 45-year-old Muhammad Bell was found in the car parked in a yard in the 1800 block of 52nd Street on Sunday. Lieutenant Brad Hetlett says detectives are still waiting for toxicology results in the effort to determine how Bell died. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office requested, and Judge Michael Wilk agreed, to dismiss child sexual assault charges against 52-year-old Jesus Belicio, who had been jailed since December of 2013 on allegations of assaulting three young girls. Belicio's trial was scheduled to start Monday, but Assistant DA Jason Zaff, according to online court records, requested the dismissal of all the charges because the alleged victims, who were 8, 11, and 13 years old at the time, fully recanted their claims. The Kenosha News says Palacio, who is otherwise homeless, was taken in by relatives following his release from jail. The Racine Common Council spent almost a half an hour debating a pilot program for inspecting and repairing sidewalks in the city and then approved the plan from Public Works to focus on high traffic areas first, but also deal with citizen complaints, funding in the capital improvement plan budget. Alderman Sandy Widener felt the taxpayers would not be getting the service they'd be paying for out of more than $350,000 earmarked for sidewalks. Alderman Melissa Lemke reminded her colleagues it's a trial run.
What's on the table right now is a one-year plan. In order to be able to look at all the residential areas in the city, it would take over 10 years. And in fairness to all of the individuals in the city, I think it's important to look at the most highly trafficked areas in order that everyone should receive equal benefit.
Alderman rejected an amendment to disperse the sidewalk funding based on the tax ratio for commercial, manufacturing, residential property owners. The resolution, as proposed, passed 13-1 with Alderman Mike Shields, the lone dissenter. An attempt to force the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department to buy Mercury Marine boat motors was defeated by the county board last night, which then voted to allow the sheriff to use $40,000 of the surplus in revenues from housing federal prisoners for the purchase. Sheriff David Beth wants the motors to upgrade a department boat and increase the watercraft available in the wake of word that the Kenosha Coast Guard station will be open only part-time later this year. Supervisor Mike Gable wanted the sheriff to buy only Mercury Marine motors, saying the county should support a company from the state. Supervisor Michael Skalitsky noted Mercury Marine is not the only Wisconsin company that makes outboard motors.
Because doing so would ignore our friends immediately to the north of us in Sturtevant, who produce Evinrude and Johnson, and those are Wisconsin jobs and Wisconsin taxes. So we need to let the RFP process take its course, and may the best bid win.
Corporation Counsel Joseph Cardamone cautioned the board that the county is required to accept the lowest qualified bid, no matter where the product is manufactured. Gable's motion failed on a vote of 15-5. The motion to allow the sheriff to use surplus revenue to buy the motors was unanimous. Nearly 3 months after voting 4-3 on the tentative sale of the Taylor Complex to the Evergreen Academy Private School for expanded space, the Elmwood Park Village Board decided to cancel the $900,000 deal at the end of a special meeting. The reason given during the get-together was Evergreen's failure to meet a July 1st closing date, along with their requested extension for financing purposes to July 5th. Village officials note that a sale could still take place in the future. Plan to spend a little more time waiting in line to get into the Wisconsin State Fair and Summerfest. Metal detectors are being added for the first time at both events. State Fair officials made their decision public yesterday on the heels of Summerfest organizers announcing the same thing earlier this month. Milwaukee's Riverside Theater is undergoing renovations over the next 6 weeks. Theater officials say the plan includes replacing over 1,000 balcony seats, remodeling the bathrooms, and replacing an old elevator. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.